whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. This week we celebrate Thanksgiving with friends and family. Thankfulness and gratitude should be a part of who we are every day as Christians. Today you'll hear part one of a message brought by Pastor Holland entitled, The Absence of Appreciation. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, we find 10 lepers that were healed. But how many of them showed gratitude to Jesus for changing their life? Listen now as we begin.
Today I want you to look with me in the book of Luke, chapter 17. We find an instance where the Lord healed 10 men. The Bible said only one returned to thank him for it. I want to begin reading in verse number 11 and share with you what I hope will be a blessing to you. But I want you to understand today it's important that we give thanks for everything that we have and be grateful for what God has done. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, but in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now in verse number 11 of chapter 17, the Bible said, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back, and with a loud voice, he glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. The question that I find interesting is when he healed the 10, Jesus asked him the question, were there not 10? In other words, there was 10 that received the healing power of leprosy, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that in just a minute. But I would imagine if you had leprosy and you were healed, you would be grateful. But wouldn't you think that if 10 men had leprosy, and by the way, leprosy is an awful, awful, awful thing to have, and yet they had it, would not you think that they would be thankful enough that they too would have turned back? But there was only one. And I believe statistically today in the society in which we live, that probably would stand true in a lot of people's lives. People oftentimes are healed. Many times people ask for God to heal. Many times I've had people tell me, preacher, if God will heal me, if he'll get me up off my back and get my feet back on the ground, I'll tell you what, I'll give him the rest of my life and I'll serve him with all my heart and all my soul. But something happens many times when they're healed. When the healing comes or when they get better, they somehow have a selective memory and they forget that which they promised God. Friend, today I tell you, the Bible said it's better not to vow a vow than to vow a vow and not keep it. However, today we find these 10 men that came, and there was a gracious miracle that transpired. I want you to know that I've had some miracles in my life. God has blessed me in many ways. But I want you to see, first of all, that God blessed them, and it was a gracious miracle. I mean, it was a miracle like no other miracle. There was something different about this because, yes, God has given me miracles in my life, but we must understand that the miracles that I have seemingly don't even pale in comparison to the fact of what they had and what they were going through. When we find the Bible said it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. Now notice, if you would, the word they were cleansed, they came in clinical fashion. These few short words tell us that these men were healed. Now, if you don't know, and if you've never heard me describe it or any other preacher describe it, leprosy was one of the most awfulest diseases that anybody could have in that time. We do not hear as much about it today, at least here in the United States. I guess cancer would probably be what has taken over here, and we probably hear the boast of. But I remember leprosy was a literally a flesh-eating disease. I remember a man years ago that went to our church when I was a little boy. I don't know that they called it leprosy. I don't know what they called it. But literally, his nose had been eaten away. All you could see was two holes in the skull of his face of his there, the two holes there. But his nose had been eaten away. Part of his ear had been eaten away. It's a gross disfigurement of a man that has leprosy and all that he goes through and experiences. But here the Lord meets these 10 men, and they cry out to him, and they ask for mercy. And the Bible said as they went, they were cleansed. I don't know about you, but I tell you, if I had leprosy and I was walking down the road and I met the Master and He gave me healing, I tell you, I'd be jumping for joy. I'd be shouting victory over what God had done. At one moment, their bodies were rotting away. Literally, perhaps their face was being eaten away, and death had approached them and they were in inches of it. But the very next moment, somebody's son was healed. At the very next moment, somebody's husband was healed. At the very moment, somebody's grandfather was healed. And yet, the miraculous victory that occurred at that time. When we read the Bible, don't let the number of Christ's miracles devalue in any way. For every miracle that Christ performed was great. It was gracious. It was marvelous in all that He did. But imagine here these 10 men with leprosy being healed. First of all, I want you to see what was required in this miracle. What this miracle required. You know, sometimes when the Lord healed, He did in many ways. Sometimes He would touch a person. I can give some instances of that. Other times He would just speak His word and they would be healed. But you know, in this passage of Scripture, He did something that was quite interesting. Nowhere do we say or that He cries out and say, be healed or you are healed. In fact, all He says to them is, go show thyself to the priest. Now, when a person had leprosy, they were the person they stayed the furthest away from was the priest. In fact, they were to stay away from everybody because of the disease. But yet they were to go to the priest when they were cleansed. If they were cleansed and healed, then they were to go show themselves to the priest. So the first thing I want you to notice is, first of all, that they had the favor of God. Now, Jesus was in no way obligated to heal these men. I would venture to say, I started to say He didn't know them, but that would be kind of stupid because He knows everybody, right? And so I guess, yes, He knew them, but literally they were nobody that He had been around. They were not His friends that He had hung around with. Of course, all again are a friend of Jesus. But they found God's favor. Friend, I tell you, if you want the blessings of God upon your life, you better find God's favor for your life. I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to be favored by the Father. I tell you, growing up, I had two sisters. That was a very hard task for me to be favored above my sisters. You know, they ganged up on me, and I've told you the story before. But anyway, I didn't always find the favor needed. Sometimes I was the one to get in trouble, and sometimes rightfully so. But friend, to obtain the favor of God, for God to smile down on me, for God to touch my body and for God to heal me. What a wonderful miracle that was. These men were so unworthy. They were undeserving. And even after they were healed, they surely did not do what we thought that they should have done. But they found that day on the road the favor of God. He could have passed on by. I don't believe everybody he passed that he performed a miracle upon. But for these men, obviously he saw their need and they cried out to him. He saw fit that he might heal them. But nowhere, as I started to say a while ago, did he say, be thou healed, go thy way. Look what it said. The Bible said in verse 14, when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves to the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. I tell you, not only did they have the favor of God, but they had faith enough to do what Jesus told them to do. He said, go show yourself to the priest. Now, why do you go to the priest? You go to the priest to show him that you've been cleansed. They wasn't cleansed. But obviously, they knew, or they were desperate enough, or they desired enough, that they wanted to be healed so bad that whatever he told them to do, they was willing to do. And even though when they turned their back to walk away from him, they were still lepers. But the Bible said, as they went, they were healed. Friend, if you want God to heal you, if you want God's hand upon you, if you want God's favor, you got to have faith. You got to have faith enough to believe that God will do what he said he would do. Yet we find here, they arrived at the temple. Not only did they not know when they started out on their journey that they would not be lepers when they got there. We don't find anywhere in the Bible where they questioned him and said, but Lord, do you really understand? I mean, we're not healed yet. Do we really need to go yet? All we know is the Bible said that he told them to go show themselves to the priest. And the Bible said, as they went. Somewhere along the line, they were healed. In many ways, all miracles require two things. If we're going to have a miracle from God in our life, first of all, we need the favor of God. We need God's attention upon us. And friend, I'm not saying that that ought to be a self-centered attention, but I tell you, it ought to be our desire today to walk in God's favor. To obey him, to serve him, to love him, to be obedient to him, in order that he might look favorably upon my soul. I think today, at 67 years of age, I'm grateful that God, through the years, I've seen God's favor on my life. I don't say that boasting about anything about me. I tell you, it doesn't mean my life hadn't had a few hiccups along the way. It's not to say that I haven't had some trouble to experience and some things to go through. But what I am saying today, that I have been blessed more than I deserve to be blessed. And if I was never blessed again, I'd be blessed in more ways than most people are. But it takes the favor of God, and then it takes faith in God. I tell you today, I serve God because I have faith that he's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that I ask or think. I don't question what it is, I just do it. And I believe today that not only do we see the fact of this miracle and see the miracle that is requested, but we see the miracle and what it represents. Leprosy in the Bible is often a picture of sin. Sin, as I've often heard it and I've said it many times, will take you further than you want to go. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay, and sin will cost you more than you want to pay. And I tell you today, we live in a life of society of people that is so wrapped up, their life has become a disease, no, not of leprosy, but literally the effects of what sin will do. Friend, sin separates you from God. Sin slowly degrades and destroys you. It ends up taking to a place called hell if you never believe in Christ. But just like the lepers today, we have hope and victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. The good news is, the lepers, at least when he passed by, they cried out to him and they said, have mercy upon us. And boy, today, how we also need to understand that it portrays salvation in Christ.
You've been listening to part one of The Absence of Appreciation. Do others around you know you as a person of gratitude? This week, as we reflect on Thanksgiving, determine to display gratefulness all year long. Join us again next week as we conclude this message. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.